Hey, welcome back. It is the Pat Miller Program. It is the third final hour of the day. It is the 5 o'clock hour. And a little bit more, some thoughts that I want to bring up about what happened on the in the polling yesterday around the country. But first, and I said this the last time she was here, Monica Kelsey is here. Monica, first of all, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pat.
You keep doing this. You keep showing up on my program, and eventually, there's a line that's been written on a ledger. I have to start paying you a salary.
I'm okay with that.
Are you?
I don't make much money at all doing what I do today.
No, you don't. So what we'll do is we'll do that, and then I'll put you in a very high tax bracket. And I'll of course, we'll go directly to the Pat Miller Vacation Fund.
So yeah, no.
Yeah, and you and your hubby will have to share with me your brand new boat. So, but Monica's here. With more good news. The last time you were here, we covered what? A baby had been surrendered in Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, yes.
We had two.
That was last week.
We had two here in Indiana. Both of them surrendered at the firehouse down in Carmel.
In April, two in Carmel, one in Hammond Baby Box.
Okay.
Yep, and, so there were three.
And then today it's like, hey, I got to come on. So I don't know if you're getting another new boat. I don't know if... I mean, so what's up?
Well, you know, it's the craziest thing, Pat. We had a third baby in the Carmel Baby Box in the last 5 weeks. Within the last 5 weeks, three newborns, healthy newborn babies.
Really?
Was surrendered in the Carmel Baby Box. Is that just crazy?
On average, the age in the baby boxes. I mean, I know you can surrender them up to 30 days of age. But what are they normally, like a week, two weeks?
A day. Less than a day. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're
which
not.
Which is probably somebody that didn't have the baby at a hospital.
All but one of our babies we know that was born in a hospital. So out of the 19 babies we've had in our box since November of 2017, one of those babies was born in a hospital because it still had the bracelet on.
I see. Wow. I mean, yeah. That's just... So in that 18 of 19 were not in a hospital, they came through... A rather delicate situation.
Yes.
As a mother.
Yes.
Have you ever known, and you may not know, I know that sometimes the response time, depending upon where the box is, I mean, we always say that baby is going to get rescued in less than 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, like at certain fire stations and stuff, it's like 30, 45 seconds. Have they ever seen the people that left the baby leaving?
We had in Clarksville, Indiana, a firefighter standing right beside the baby box at 7 o'clock in the morning. He had just clocked in for a shift, and his back was to the baby box, and he heard the door open, and he turned around and seen the arms of a mother. And so he hurried up and moved forward because we train for this.
Yeah.
These women don't want to see the firefighters. Firefighters don't want to see them.
Yeah.
And so that's the closest that we've got. But you ask anybody at these fire stations, nobody was paying attention. No one's seen these babies come in.
At a moment when you think not.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah.
The one thing that when you told me that we had this third one down in Carmel, it's almost like the stigma of doing that, of putting a baby in a box, is falling away, as it should.
It is.
You know, because, you know, you've got Carmel and people now are more willing to say, okay, I read in the paper or I heard on a radio program or I saw something that told me how it was they did that. You know what? When I finally have this baby, I could do that. I could do that.
Well, we're changing the narrative.
Yeah.
We're saying it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we give all these options to women and then we want to judge them on these options? No, we don't. You know, so we have to give women options and let them choose.
Yeah. And bucking up against narratives that are out there, well, you're coming up with all these extra babies. I love that. Extra babies. you know, there's not going to be enough people to adopt them. People are waiting in droves.
Yes.
To adopt babies.
Yes. We actually have a waiting list. It's crazy. We have so many families that want, you know, newborns. The problem with foster care is these kids are older, and some of them, their parental rights have not even been terminated from their parents. You know, the parents' parental rights haven't been terminated, so they're lingering in foster care.
And that gets really ugly.
You know, it does. And yes, our foster care system is not perfect, but we have kids in foster care because their parents were neglecting them or abusing them. And so we have to have a system in place. But these babies that we get, you know, that we've streamlined it to where they're adopted or they're with their forever family within 30 to 45 days.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And well, so
the family I met.
Maldozas.
Yes, the Maldozas, which I met them out at the beginning of your activity that day and then at the end at the bowling alley. And they had, I mean, that child is stunning.
Well, and she was running around here like she owned the place, yeah, remember?
Well, I was afraid I was going to lose my show.
Your job, yeah.
But how long did they wait for the adoption to get taken care of?
They got Gracie, I believe, at 28 days. So Gracie was 28 days when they received her.
Okay.
And then the adoption usually takes 3 to 6 months, but that's not the important part. Yeah. The important part is she's with her forever family and bonding.
Well, and what makes the adoption a little easier in that scenario is nobody's coming running in and screaming, saying, no, you can't, that's my baby.
Correct.
They've already given the baby over.
Yep.
And there might be a twinge of some guilt I wish I could have. But I will tell you from the young ladies I've talked to, the level of weird feelings that I gave my baby up for adoption is a whole lot less than I went into so-and-so's office and we aborted it. That is just...
the guilt.
Horrible.
You know, I look at my own life. You know, I mean, I was adopted.
Right.
And I have no ill feelings towards my biological mother who abandoned me at birth. And so, you know, when you look at that, and I grew up with an amazing set of parents. And so I truly believe that I was the blessed one here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so for me to have any anger or shame towards my biological mother, it's not warranted. She did the best she could.
How old were they? Were you when they told you?
I was 37 when I met my biological mother. My parents were actually lied to. They were told that my birth parents were young and loving, couldn't care for me, so they placed me for adoption. And only when I met my biological mother and she pulls out this police report from August of 72 did I realize that this wasn't the case at all that I had been told.
Amazing. Amazing.
But you know, I mean, I understand it now. They did it to protect me when I was growing up, if I would have ever learned the story. But
yeah. Well, and now, Safe Haven Baby Boxes, it is all done to protect. I need you to hang on a minute. We're
going
to go a quick commercial. I'm dying to ask you a question.
Oh, good.
And I'm going to do it when we come back. Monica Kelsey from Safe Haven Baby Boxes, if you'd like to find out more, if you'd like to donate, she's not proud. She'll take your money. SHBB.org. You see, I can't remember that. Just remember Safe Haven Baby Boxes, SHBB.org. And you can find out a lot of what's going on, but also on that first page, you can find out how you can make a tax-deductible donation to Safe Haven Baby Boxes. It's a gift I don't think you'll ever regret. Hey, welcome back. It's the Pat Miller Program. So here off my left elbow, which is a beautiful elbow, by the way, but that's where our very important people chair is, and that's where Monica Kelsey is in Scotts today. Monica of a Safe Haven Baby Boxes. And again, find out more, shbb.org. That's shbb.org. Find out more, see what's going on, hear some great stories, and give a little bit. But Monica, I am dying, just absolutely dying, to ask you a question.
Oh, no.
A little birdie revealed to me that you talked to CNN today. Now, I've already had a little bit with CNN because I talked about a thing that they came up with, a poll, and their own poll tells them that the Democrats don't have a chance. Biden's approval rating 40, disapproved 55. How are things going? Are you excited? 4% optimistic, 10. Concerned, 65. Scared, 21. So 86% of the people are scared out of their mind. Okay. And then they looked at each other and said, I don't really see a path for the Democrats. Well,
is anybody surprised?
No. Well, they need to get with it. I haven't seen a path for the Democrats for a very long time. But you talked to CNN?
Yeah. So they called me and wanted an interview today. I was assuming it was because we had three babies in the Carmel box.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not why they want to call me.
They want to say, so you're on with Pat Miller on his program a lot. Is he as short, fat, and ugly as he seems to be? No, what did they want to talk to you about?
So they wanted to talk about if my boxes was going to be able to cover all these abortions that are not going to be taking place anymore.
Oh, shut up.
No, I'm not even kidding you. And so I started to try to, like, you know, Safe Haven Baby Boxes does not take a stand on abortion because these babies are born.
You do.
I do. But, of course I do, you know, because of my story and who I am. But I will not speak for Safe Haven Baby Boxes on an abortion debate. And he kept trying to reel me back in. And then he's like, well, you are a pro-life advocate and speaker. And I'm like, yes, I am. Do you want to talk to Monica Kelsey or would you like to talk to the CEO of Safe Haven Baby Boxes, because I can be either one right now, yeah. but I'm not going to be quoted for
did
both.
Did you say that to him?
Yeah, I did. So, and Joe was sitting right there, and he's like, you deflected really well. And I'm like, you know, I've been working on this in my marriage for a really long time.
Yeah, Joe, you're a great rehearsal for me. So they wanted to just, and this is typical of the news media. Fox does it too. We want to nail you to the wall, you know, on something. And then if you had given them any indication that you thought, well, if we have a lot of abortions avoided, it might be more than we could take it sometime. There might be some days when they would have taken that and run with that like crazy.
He had the stats on how many babies we've had. He had the stats on how many abortions in Indiana, how many babies were safely surrendered under the Safe Haven law and placed for adoption. And he's like, you do realize that you don't have enough resources in Indiana to take on all these women that are going to be forced to carry these babies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what does this have to do with Safe Haven Baby Boxes?
Yeah. you know? And have you done your research there, Mr. CNN, to find out exactly how many people are looking to adopt a child, whether they're aware of Safe Haven Baby Boxes or not? There are tons of them.
Well, and I told him, I said, you know, Safe Haven Baby Boxes stands ready today, yesterday, and tomorrow. And if a baby is placed in our boxes, we'll do exactly what we did this past week. You know, it's not going to change for us. If we get busier, okay.
Yeah.
So.
That gets a little crazy.
I don't think he's going to ask me again to go back on his, or for an interview. Yeah. I just don't think I was, I probably wasn't a very, very good interviewee.
So we, I could have told him that. So, in Carmel, then, with Safe Haven Baby Boxes, we now have had our third.
Yes. That's a record. That is a record.
Yeah, you just recently had one in Louisville.
Yep.
How many in baby boxes that you guys have had a hand in around the state and around the country? Where's our total at right now?
So we've had, this was the 19th baby in the box. Okay. And we've helped 120 women safely hand off their children to firefighters. Yeah.
That really is something.
Yeah.
When you stand there and you see that happen, I mean, you have physically at times been there when that happened.
I've been handed a child under the protection of the Safe Haven law, yes.
When you see the beautiful face of the baby, when you look back at mom, is there sadness but relief? Is there some kind of a sweet release for where they're at and what's going on?
There's a lot of sadness. You know, I think any mother that didn't have sadness, we would question.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy for her to basically say, I want what's best for my child and it's not me. I mean, that's heroic for her to do this and selfless. But I was handed a child under the protection of the Indiana Safe Haven law back in 2019, and it's uncomfortable for a firefighter to take a child from a mother. You know, this mother thought for many, many days probably of what she wanted to do, and for me to even try and talk her out of it would have kind of been a slap in her face.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because this was her choice to do.
What is the time frame that a baby can be surrendered, no questions asked, up till day what?
30 days or less. Baby appears to be 30 days or less.
Okay, all right. Because Kim just sent me a text and she asked if there was any way she could put me in a box.
Well, I am working on a spouse box currently. I don't have anybody that will take the spouses. Nobody wants them. So I'm still working on that.
And let's be real honest, you can't find a box I'd fit in. Okay?
So. Oh, I could, Pat. I could. Yeah. It's just who would take you is the question.
Yeah, there you go. I think Kim's got it figured out. There will be a box for me. It's going in the ground and that'll...
And not soon either.
Congratulations to you on what's
happening.
Thank you. I mean, because we have had more... It just seems like the last year we have far more activity than we'd ever had before. That has to be very rewarding. I mean, just, you know, you're not making money. You're not getting rich.
No. Okay? No. I just bought a used 2008 boat.
Yeehaw! Which, by the way, it took them like 3.5 days to figure out how to get it out of the water and get it on the
ground. Hey, we were able to work from the water. It was okay.
Monica, thanks a ton.
Thanks,
you
Pat.
Make sure you let me know the next time something like this happens.
Absolutely. All thanks right, for
thank
bringing me
much.
On.
And yes, she is pro-life, so get your
amen.
Get your back ending gear again.
Podcasts by Federated Media.